Welcome to Poetry Pick to Click, or as I like to think of it, PPTC on KCSB-FM. This is your weekly peek at the world of poetry, courtesy of me, George Acheson, Santa Barbara's Poet Laureate for 2025 to 2027. Us Californians can feel like we kind of run the world, or should. Brilliant, beautiful people, Hollywood and Silicon Valley, stunning scenery of every sort from desert to mountains to sea. So it's good for us to listen to folks from other parts of the country, especially as they try to figure us out. Poet Juliana Gray, an Alabaman relocated to Western New York and teaching at Alfred University, does just that in her poem, The Surfers. Every morning in this vacation rental, I watch the surfers riding the cold Pacific, hoping that a plucky shark will eat one. Don't they know how small and ridiculous they look? They paddle out at dawn and float for hours just offshore, tiny dots like lice and parted hair, waiting for a perfect wave that never seems to come. Sometimes one will catch a breaker and coast for maybe 3 or 4 seconds, then fall. Are they just inept, the specific men? Almost all of them are men. On this specific beach, I sip my creamy coffee and finish my crossword while they bob in the swell, freezing even in their expensive wetsuits. How good can it be, those 3 seconds, skimming the outstretched hand of God? No, really, I'm asking, how good can it be? Nothing like letting the poem speaker come off as spectacularly mean. Now, don't always assume the eye in a work is always exactly the writer, either. But how can so much imagery and wonder at the world and our place in it be contained in 18 lines? And how isn't verse Gray's surfboard on which she hopes to skim the outstretched hand of God? Okay, I'm just asking questions because that technique works so well for her at the poem's end. Listen up each week for more, and don't forget, you can always learn about this region's upcoming poetry events by visiting sbpoetry.net. For Poetry Pick to Click, I'm George Acheson.